It's not hard to understand Tucson roads need work. If you haven't experienced them firsthand from behind the wheel, stand along one of Tucson's bad roads and watch cars avoid the potholes when they can and clunk through them when they can't. But in recent years, the city has received less money from the state for road repair because the money has been spent on other state services. That's why Tucson officials asked voters if they wanted to raise their property tax to pay for road repair. Voters said yes. Kelly Gottschalk, the city's finance director, stands along Wetmore Road, one of those set to be repaired, as she explains how the taxes will work.
Well, the tax gets set in August, even though it was approved in November. The new tax rate will be assessed by the county in August for the property tax payment due in November and March.
But the city will sell the bonds before taxes are due in November. She says property taxes will likely go up about $3.50 for every $100,000 of assessed value for the first year of the tax.
So what will happen is we will issue the bonds starting in May to take advantage of when those property taxes start rolling in.
But taxes will go up each year as Tucson sells more bonds to pay for the next year of road work. At its peak, the city estimates each residential property owner will pay $18 a year for every $100,000 in property value. So if your home's assessed value is $200,000, you would pay $36 a year in property tax for the road repair bonds. Daryl Cole is the city's transportation director. While the road work hasn't begun yet, he says it will start soon.
Our target is the summer of this year, 2013. Probably July, June, July, right in that area. You'll probably see our first project. We expect to start bidding in March of this year, March to April timeframe, and hopefully have a contractor, initial contracts on board during the June, July timeframe.
Cole says the roads were selected based on their condition. The program lasts 5 years, and the roads getting fixed are separated by year.
We have a pavement management system. What we've gone out and we've inventoried all of our collector arterial streets initially, and then of course our local and residential. We're separating the two. The arterial and collector streets will get about 85% of the money over the 5 year period. So we target those, carry the most traffic, of course.
The city's finance director, Gottschalk, says the bonds are also divided into five chunks.
Well, what we're doing is we're spending the proceeds of the bonds over a 5 year period. So it's a $100 million bond issue that we will issue in five $20 million tranches. And the reason we're doing five $20 million tranches is we believe that's the amount of road projects that we can complete in a year period.
Tucson's transportation director Cole says the roads will be treated based on their condition because they won't all need the same amount of work.
From a fog seal all the way to reconstruction, Wetmore right behind us will be one of those reconstruction candidates.
A fog seal is a sealing coat that goes on top of pavement that's already in pretty good condition. It extends the life of the roadway, Cole says. Roads that are in worse shape may get a chip seal, which entails recovering the surface. And the worst roads get essentially repaved, or in transportation terms, reconstructed. To see a schedule of the major streets set to be fixed in the next 5 years, go online to the city's website and search for Proposition 409. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.